Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 19th of August 2024. Essence: sweet children, continue to imbibe this knowledge, and by the end, you will be equal to the Father and have digested all the Father's strength. Question: with the awareness of which pairs of words can you become spinners of the discus of self-realization? Answer: rise and fall, Satopradhan and Tamopradhan, the temple of Shiva and the brothel. If you have these pairs of words in your awareness, you will become spinners of the discus of self-realization. You children have now understood this knowledge accurately. There is no knowledge on the path of devotion. They simply continue to tell you things to please your heart. The path of devotion is the path to please your heart. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you, sweetest spiritual children. The Father says to you, children, you were so elevated. This is a play about your rise and fall. It is now in your intellects that you were so elevated and pure. You have now become so low. You go in front of the deity idols and say, you are high and we are low. Previously, you didn't know that you are the ones who become the highest on high and then the lowest of the low. The Father now tells you, sweetest children, you were so elevated and pure, and you have now become so impure. Those who are pure are said to be high. That is called a viceless world. Your kingdom existed there, and you are now establishing that again. The Father simply gives you a signal. You are the residents of the highest temple of Shiva, the Golden Age. Then, after half a cycle of taking birth after birth, you fell into vice and became impure and vicious. You remained vicious for half a cycle, and you now have to become viceless and Satopradhan. You just have to remember two words. This is now the Tamopradhan world. Lakshmi and Narayan are signs of the Satopradhan world. It is a matter of 5,000 years. Your kingdom was in the Satopradhan Bharat. Bharat was the very highest, and it is now the lowest. It has taken you 84 births to become vicious from viceless. Although your degrees continue to decrease there too, it would still be said to be completely viceless. Sri Krishna would be said to be completely viceless. He was beautiful and has now become ugly. You are sitting here, and so it should remain in your intellects that you are the masters of the world of Shivale. There were no other religions. There was just our kingdom, and it then decreased by 2 degrees. The degrees gradually decreased and became 2 degrees lower in the Silver Age. You later became vicious and dirty while gradually falling. This is called a vicious world. People continue to choke in this river of poison. There, you used to live in an ocean of milk. You have now understood the history and geography of the world, and also the story of your 84 births. we were viceless when we were in their kingdom. There was the pure kingdom, and that was called full heaven. Then in the Silver Age it became semi-heaven. You have this in your intellects. The Father himself comes and explains to you the secrets of the beginning, middle, and end of the world. Ravan came in the middle period. At the end, this vicious world is to be destroyed. Then, in order to go back to the beginning, you have to become pure. Consider yourselves to be souls and constantly remember me alone. Do not consider yourselves to be bodies. On the path of devotion you promised, Baba, when you come, I will belong to you alone. Souls speak to the Father. Sri Krishna is not the Father of all souls. Only incorporeal Shiv Baba is the Father of souls. You receive a limited inheritance from a limited Father, and Bharat receives the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. This is why the Golden Age is called Shivalaya. Shiv Baba came and established the deity religion. This should be constantly remembered. It is a matter of happiness. We are now going back to Shivalaya once again. When someone dies, people say that that person has gone to heaven. However, no one really goes there. All of those things are lies of the path of devotion to make your hearts happy. You are the ones who will truly go to heaven. There are no diseases, etc. there. You remain constantly cheerful there. The Father makes everything so simple that it is as though he explains to little children. No matter where you live outside, you can claim a status. Purity is the first and main thing in this. Keep your food and drink pure. Do people ever offer bhog of cigarettes or tobacco, etc. to the deities? Do they ever offer bhog of eggs or tobacco, etc. in front of the granth? They consider the granth as though it is the body of Guru Gobind. They have so much regard for the granth. Sikhs consider that to be as sacred as the body of their guru. However, Guru Nanak did not sit and write the granth. Nanak simply incarnated. The number of Sikhs grew and they later wrote the granth, etc. After the one, many then continued to come into the Sikh religion. Previously, the granth used to be very small and was handwritten. They now consider the Gita to be a form of Sri Krishna. Just as there is the granth of Guru Nanak, so the Gita of Sri Krishna is remembered. They continue to say, God Sri Krishna speaks. That is called ignorance. Only the one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has this knowledge. Salvation is only received through the Gita. Only the Father has the knowledge of that. There is day through knowledge and night through devotion. The Father now says, souls have to be made pure, so effort has to be made for that. Such powerful storms of Maya come that this knowledge completely flies away. you are not then able to relate this knowledge to others. Lust, the first vice, harasses you a great deal. It is that takes time. Actually, it is a matter of liberation in life in just a second. As soon as a child is born, he becomes a master. You recognized that Shiv Baba had come and you claimed your right to the inheritance. The Gita was spoken by Shiv Baba. He himself said, "Constantly remember me alone. I enter this ordinary body. Shri Krishna is not ordinary. When he takes birth, there is lightning all around. There is a lot of impact, and this is why Shri Krishna is still remembered today. However, all the scriptures, etc., belong to the path of devotion. In English, they are called philosophy. Only the spiritual father can give this spiritual knowledge. He himself says, 'I am your spiritual father. I am the ocean of knowledge. You children are studying with the father. You are also imbibing this knowledge. Then at the end, you will become like the father. Everything depends on how much you imbibe. You will develop that strength by having remembrance of the Father. Remembrance is called the power of sharpness. There is also a difference in swords. One sword can be bought for 100 rupees, and another can be bought for 3,000 to 4,000 rupees. Baba is experienced in this. A lot of regard is given to swords. So much regard is given to the sword of Guru Gobind. You children also need to have the strength of yoga. There also has to be power in the sword of knowledge. Only when there is that power will people quickly understand. You continue to make effort according to the drama. The more you remember the Father, the more your sins will be cut away with that remembrance. The purifier Father is showing you methods. He will then come after a cycle and give you this knowledge in the same way. He will make this one renounce everything and make him his chariot. You children experienced such a pull there that you all came running. There it is that attraction of the Father. Now you also have to become complete like that. You will become that number-wise. A kingdom is being established. You have understood the world cycle from the beginning of the Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age. It is now the Confluence Age. The Father definitely has to come to make you pure. Pure means Satopradhan. Alloy has gradually continued to be mixed into you. Now, how can that alloy be removed? When souls are real, the jewelry is also real. That is, the bodies are beautiful. When souls become false, their bodies also become impure. Even this one used to bow down and pray before having this knowledge. He used to keep a very big oil painting of Lakshmi and Narayan on a gadi. He would remember that one with a lot of love. He didn't remember anyone else. If his thoughts wandered anywhere else outside, he would slap himself. Why is this mind wandering? Why do I not receive a vision? He was on the path of devotion, but when he did have a vision of Vishnu, he didn't become Narayan. Effort definitely has to be made. The aim and objective is standing just ahead. The one whose non-living images have been created used to exist in the living form. The Father has come to make you pure. He changes you from an ordinary human into Narayan. You too used to be in their kingdom. You are now making effort once again to become like that, and so you have to follow them very well. Brahma is not called a deity. To call Vishnu a deity is okay. People don't know anything. They say, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, dot, dot, dot. Now, whose guru is Vishnu? They continue to call everyone a guru. They say, salutations to the Supreme Soul Shiva. They call this one a guru and that one the Supreme Soul. The Father is the greatest of all. We are studying this with him in order to teach it to others. Whatever the Sat Guru explains to you, you then explain that to others. You would not say that your guru is your father and teacher. No. Therefore, you should have all of this knowledge in your intellects. We were in Shivalay, and we are now in the brothel. We now have to go to Shivalay once again. Although they say that they merged into the Brahma element, or that the light merged into the light, souls are imperishable. Each one of you has your own part recorded in you. All of you are actors and you have to play your own parts. Those can never be erased. All the souls of the whole world have to play their parts. It is as though shooting is taking place anew. However, this eternal shooting has already taken place. The history and geography of the world repeat. There is a wonderful star that is sparkling in the center of the forehead. It is never erased. Previously, you did not have this knowledge. Wonder of the world. Your hearts became happy on hearing the word heaven. It isn't the golden age now. It is now the iron age. Therefore, rebirth also takes place in the Iron Age. You all definitely have to go there, but impure souls cannot go there. You children are now becoming pure with the power of yoga. Only God the Father establishes the pure world. Then Ravan makes it into hell. This is visible. People burn an effigy of Ravan. They say that that has continued eternally, but no one knows when it began. Because they speak of hundreds of thousands of years, it cannot be divided into half and half. They say that the Iron Age is to last for 40,000 years, so people are in extreme darkness. It is very difficult for them to awaken from the sleep of ignorance. They just do not wake up. It is now the confluence age, when the Father comes and shows you the way to become pure. When you become pure, the pure world will have been established and this impure world destroyed. The world is now so large. In the golden age, the world will be very small. You now definitely have to conquer Maya and become pure. The father says, Maya is very powerful. It is in your becoming pure that she causes many obstacles. You maintain courage to become pure, but just look at the condition that Maya makes you become. She punches you and knocks you down. So everything you had earned is finished. You then have to make a lot of effort. Some fall and then don't even show their faces, so they cannot claim such a high status. Full effort has to be made. You should not fail. This is why some even have a pure marriage. Sannyasis say that it is impossible for a couple to get married and remain pure. The father says, it is possible because there is a lot of attainment. If you become pure in this one final birth, you will receive a kingdom in heaven. Can you not remain pure in this one birth for such a huge attainment? Children say, Baba, we will definitely remain pure. Sikhs still wear a bracelet of purity. There is no need to tie a thread, etc. here. This is a matter of the intellect. The father says, constantly remember me alone. Daughters relate this knowledge to many, but it doesn't sit in the intellects of those important people. The father says, first of all, explain to them very clearly, all of these are the children of Prajapita Brahma. We are receiving the inheritance from Shiv Baba. We have to become pure from impure. The father now says, constantly remember me alone. No one else can say this. First of all, you have to make this sit in their intellects. Barrett was viceless and it is now vicious, so how can it become viceless again? God speaks, constantly remember me alone. That is all. Even if you just say this much, that is great fortune. However, you won't be able to say even this much. You will forget. Baba explained that the father has carried out the inauguration and that you instruments are doing the rest. The foundation has been laid, but service stations are now being inaugurated. This is something that applies to the Gita. It also says in the Gita, O child, conquer lust and you will become the conqueror of the world for 21 births. Even if you don't become this, at least explain it to others. There are many who uplift others, but who then fall down themselves. Lust is the greatest enemy. It makes you fall right down into the gutter. Only the children who conquer lust will become conquerors of the world. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Keep all your attainments in front of you in this final birth and definitely become pure. Do not be defeated by any obstacles of Maya. 2. Keep your aim and objective in front of you and make full effort. Just as Father Brahma made effort and changed from an ordinary man into Narayan, so follow him and become seated on the throne. Make effort to make your soul Satopradhan. Blessing. May you be a hero actor with all rights and overcome all problems as though you are playing games. No matter what the situations or the problems are, do not be controlled by the problems, but have all rights and overcome the problems in such a way that it is as though you are playing games. Externally, you may have a part of crying, but you should feel inside that it is all a game which is called the drama, and that we are hero actors in this drama. Hero actors means those who play accurate parts. Therefore, consider any big problem to be a game and make it light. Do not have any burdens. Slogan: constantly churn this knowledge and you will remain constantly cheerful and protected from Maya's attractions. Om Shanti.